Ever imagine, like, controlling your phone? Just by, I don't know, scratching an itch.
Yeah.
But on your nose. Sounds kind of out there, right?
Oh.
But that's the idea behind this itchy nose tech. And today we're diving into a research paper all about it.
And what's really cool is it's not just like a sci-fi concept. They've actually built a tool to personalize this gesture interface to make it, you know, crazy accurate, easy to use, all that.
So we're talking like tiny, subtle nose movements to actually control stuff, our devices.
Yeah.
And the research is focused on a system using sensors right in, like eyeglasses, kind of like, what if those GNSS meme glasses?
Exactly.
People are already using those for, like, focus and stuff.
Right, and this is where it gets really interesting. See, they use something called electrokeyography.
Electro what now?
EOG.
Okay.
You might have heard of that with eye tracking.
Right, yeah.
But these researchers, they're using it to pick up on the tiny electrical signals from the muscles around your nose.
So how do they tell the difference between, like, a deliberate nose twitch, you're trying to do something,
yeah,
versus, like, I don't know, a sneeze?
That is the million-dollar question, and that's where the personalization comes in. That's the big deal in this paper. They're not just detecting movement. They're actually learning your own personal, like, twitch print.
A twitch print.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Tell me more.
So basically, the algorithm looks at the specific electrical signals your muscles make with each gesture.
Okay.
Builds up this whole profile. Unique as a fingerprint, but for, you know, your nose wiggles.
Wow. Makes you wonder, what else are we missing with all these, like, tiny little bio signals?
Right? Shuckles.
But before we, you know, go too far down that rabbit hole, back it up a little bit. If you were explaining this whole thing to someone who's like, EOG, what is that?
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway?
Well, the main thing to remember is that our bodies are always giving off electrical signals, even with the tiniest movements. This itchy nose tech, it takes advantage of that, turns those micro movements into like a new language for talking to our devices.
So it's not just, oh, there's motion. It's, this is your motion.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting, right?
Yeah.
It blows past what we can do with touchscreens or voice commands. It's a way more discreet, personalized way to connect.
Which could be huge, especially for people who have trouble with those other ways of interacting, you know?
Absolutely.
But before we jump into that, let's talk about the training itself.
Yeah.
How does this personalized thing actually work? The paper makes it sound pretty straightforward.
Yeah. They really tried to make it user-friendly. Basically, it walks you through a bunch of simple gestures, and they use everyday terms, you know, left flick, right push, even like a double tap, stuff we already get.
So you're teaching it a secret code, basically, but with your nose instead of your fingers.
Exactly. And while you're doing that, the system is going to town. It's not just recording the motions. It's pulling data from other sensors in the glasses, too.
Right, like a gyroscope to figure out which way your head's turned.
Exactly. Even a little head tilt changes how your nose moves, right?
Right.
The gyroscope evens that out. And they're even using data from the accelerometer.
Which is what? Movement? Like if you're walking?
Yeah. Steps, all that.
Wow. It's taking in a lot of information to make sure it gets it right.
Oh, yeah. And remember those unique electrical signals we were talking about?
Yeah.
This is where it gets wild, technically speaking. All that data, the EOG, the gyroscope, even those accelerometer readings, it all goes into a machine learning algorithm.
Yeah.
It's basically teaching the system to recognize your, like, your movement style, I guess.
Yeah.
As you train it, that algorithm builds up this whole, like, complex model. So it knows the difference between you doing a left flick on purpose or if you're just, you know, pushing your glasses up or something.
So it's like the more you use it, the smarter it gets about you. That's really wild.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about what can you actually do with this. You've got your itchy nose all trained up. The paper mentions some basic commands, but it seems like you could do way more with this.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, they're focused on, like, the simple things. Answering calls, maybe skipping a song, silencing your phone if it's buzzing in your pocket.
Yeah.
But the potential here, it's huge.
Right.
Imagine you're in a meeting, right? And you could check your messages, send a quick reply, all without saying a word, without even pulling your phone out.
Yeah.
Or even controlling, like, a presentation with little nose movements. No one would even know.
It'd be like your own secret way of talking to your devices.
Exactly. And this is where it goes beyond just convenience, right? Think about accessibility.
Oh, right. Yeah.
For someone who maybe can't use a touchscreen easily or they struggle with voice commands, this could be, it could be life-changing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's not just, oh, this is a cool gadget. This is about making tech work for everyone.
Exactly. Imagine someone, they have limited mobility in their hands, right? But with this, they could control their entire smart home. Lights, temperature, even appliances. Just a few nose movements. That's real independence.
It's amazing to think something as small as a nose twitch could do all that.
I know, right?
But there's got to be challenges, right? Like with any new tech, it can't be perfect right out of the gate.
Yeah.
What are the researchers still working on? What are the hurdles here?
Well, one of the biggest ones is accuracy.
Okay. Yeah.
Even with the personalized training, the system's still got to be able to tell what you mean to do, especially in the real world, right? There's distractions. You move in ways you don't even realize. There are always going to be little things that could throw it off.
Right. So you don't want to accidentally, like, hang up on your boss because you sneezed at the wrong time.
Exactly. It's all about finding that sweet spot. Sensitive enough to pick up on those tiny movements, but not so sensitive that it's misinterpreting everything. And that's why they're constantly working on it, making the algorithms better, smarter, so it just works reliably every time.
It really makes you think, if they could do this with nose twitches, what else could we be controlling with? Like, you know, tiny movements, what's next?
Right. That's what I love about this kind of research. It gets you thinking in a whole new way. Like, if we can teach a computer to read a nose twitch, why not an eyebrow raise? Or, I don't know, a little flick of your tongue. The possibilities are huge.
Wow. It's like we're going to have this whole other way of communicating, not just with, you know, other people, but with all our devices, too.
Yeah, exactly. And it just makes sense, right? As our tech gets more and more integrated into our lives, the way we interact with it, it's going to change, too. I mean, it's not hard to imagine someday we're just going to be, like, seamlessly linked to our devices, controlling everything with a thought, a glance, without even, like, breaking stride.
It's exciting, but kind of scary, too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But for now, I mean, this itchy nose thing, it's a pretty good glimpse at what that future could look like, right?
Absolutely. It shows what we can do when we think outside the box, or in this case, like, outside the screen.
Right, exactly. And I guess the takeaway is, don't underestimate those little, like, unconscious movements you make. You never know. That next sneeze could be the next big tech breakthrough. But really, we've covered so much today. I mean, the science behind this is fascinating, right? Picking up on these tiny nose movements, it's unbelievable. And then there's the potential, like we were saying, for people with disabilities. It could be huge. And this is just the beginning, right? We're just scratching the surface of what this technology could do.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see where they go with this in the next few years.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you with this. If you control your phone, your computer, whatever, with just a gesture, what would you want to do? What would make your life easier, more fun? Just something to think about as we enter this whole new world of, like, human-computer interaction, you know? Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and we'll catch you next time.